Director Macedonio, I think you may be on mute.
And we've lost Lois somehow.
Okay.
Linda, do you see Lois coming?
I'm gonna see if she's still in the breakout room.
I'll call her. I'm gonna mute myself while I try.
She went to get Lou because there's a banner across the leave breakout room and she can't click the button. So she went to get Lou and then she'll be here in a second.
Okay, so we'll give it a couple of minutes and then we'll move forward. Oh, there's Lou, so she's here. Okay, just a minute and she should be appearing.
Where is your bone?
Up there.
That's Karen. This is me. Yeah. Who's this girl?
Do not stick your tongue out at us. You are in a public meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
This is what happens when you live in a very small town, Nathan.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. We are going to ask our attorney, Nathan Chen, to report out of closed session.
Thank you, Director Macedonio. So the board met in closed session to discuss making an offer to the applicant, Ms. Letitia Earhart. After speaking to the applicant, the offer has been accepted. The material terms would be $20.50 per hour for the first 90 days. There will be certain progress benchmarks developed. And then upon meeting those benchmarks from 90 to 120 days, the pay will be $20.75 an hour. And then from the 120 days till the rest of the year, it will be $21 an hour. And this will be for a part-time position. Starting date will be October 20. And a at-will written contract will be drafted and provided in the coming days.
Okay, thank you very much, Nathan. So moving on to item number 9, consulting report, BHI. David, you want to go over your consulting report?
Well, I'll be happy to answer any questions anyone has. I assume that you've all read it. The air conditioning unit is going to be installed tomorrow above Bart's.
Okay, so we've got that. The
report from Adam Sepulveda is expected to be sent to you, Ms. President, as well as to me the end of this week. And I just wanted to let the board know that I also forwarded for future discussion a proposal from a roofing consultant after we look at Mr. Sepulveda's list of recommendations. It's probably pretty certain that we're going to need to discuss, the board's going to need to discuss about hiring a consultant that would put together the bid package and then oversee the bids and possibly oversee the work when that's done down the road.
Okay, so we do we need to put this, what were the two items that we have on the discussion agenda for 2 weeks from now? Do you have those in front of you by any chance?
The discussion or the two items you tabled for?
No, the discussion. One of them was about mental health that we brought up, and I don't remember the second one.
I'm going to have to look at my notes. I don't have
Okay. Any. All right. We can go back and get that. Let's send out this. I don't know what word to use, but this consulting for roofing is a eye-opener for the board to know. So please send that out to the full board.
Sure.
And sure. I'm going to ask a question here. Why is it necessary that we even think about hiring a consultant? Nathan, I don't know if you're aware of public works laws or whatever, but let's start with David and see just what we can do to give us a 30-second overview.
30-second overview is every large bid job that I've ever been involved in, I've always had a professional that's knowledgeable about the job to oversee it from start to finish. And the reason being is I've heard many horror stories of bad contracts that get districts in trouble.
Okay, so send this information that you got out to the whole board. let everybody read it, and then we'll talk about it as part of our discussion in 2 weeks. No action, but just our discussion. Because if the roofs are in the shape that we think they're in, we have to start with the roofs and then not have any additional challenges in the walls or leaks or whatever. So yeah.
Tim brought to my attention something that we probably could do ourselves or maybe ask Mr. Sepulveda to do. On the bay building, he said there's, if you go up on the roof, there's 4 drains that go to the different quarters, and they get plugged up. So we'd probably want to clear those before winter hits.
Okay, so put that on the list.
I wrote it down.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because Tim, in your background with the building, those drains are something that need to be cleaned?
Yes, every year. Otherwise, they'll back up. There's only 4 major, 4 drains, 1 in each corner. And then they're for the whole building. So when it rains, particularly when you get a really hard rain and it comes down fast, all that water washes to those 4 drains. And it also washes debris that's on the roof to the drain, and they'll plug up. But generally by the fall, the drain is pretty full with just debris that's kind of accumulated over like the summer months from the wind and other things. So it doesn't take much time, and it's not a hard process. You just, there's just plastic covers that cover the drains to help keep debris out. And you just untwist them and then reach down into the drain. You can reach down about past your elbow. And then before they turn and just clean all the debris out. And out of those 4 drains, you'll usually get like a 5-gallon bucket full of just leaves and like thistles and thorns and things that just blow in there from the trees.
Okay,
but
so
if
this
you don't do that, they'll back up and then the water will come into the vent stacks, and it comes in first over the men's bathroom. And then about 2 years ago, it came in over the lobby, over 508051. I would usually clean them out every fall. I didn't clean them out that year because Sean Sprague looked like he was doing most of the roof maintenance. That the other one is over the corner where my office is, and then water would come in over my desk and it's coming onto my desk. So I would just clean them out when I was up there just to prevent, any occurrence.
So, but David, I think this is preventive maintenance. I think we need to move forward, at least find out how
question.
Much.
Yeah. I have a question for Tim. Usually the week after Halloween, we get a freeze. We start freezing. Mm-hmm. Is there something that has to be done preventable now so that there's no problem with the freeze?
No, because all your units are air conditioning units. There's no swamp coolers. So you don't have to worry about water lines freezing and that type of thing. Like if you had swamp coolers, you have to shut the water lines off and drain the water out.
How about the faucets and the sinks that are inside the building? Because
the building is so well insulated, even at your coldest point. It's not anywhere near freezing inside the building.
You've never had pipes bust and
no.
create problems? Well, that's good to know.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Very good.
Okay, so we've got 2x6 walls from Pete Williams, Pepper Williams. Is that what we've got in the building?
On the exterior walls, yeah.
Okay, all right, great. Okay, moving on. Item 10, Linda's report. Linda, on the draft of the office procedures, could you send a copy of whatever you've got out to the board so that we can see, because we're going to need to come up with a training plan. So if you could show us what you've got, it could just give us a chance to think about it. And do you have anything else you want to say about your report? Was that a head shaking? No, I wasn't looking up.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was on mute. If you have any questions, it is what it is. So,
okay, I think we're okay, unless any of the other directors have questions. So if not, we'll move on to the consent calendar. And we will assume that all four items, CA 1, 2, and 3, are routine and non-controversial. And once we have any questions asked, we can approve them all with one vote. So does anybody have questions on any of the consent calendar items? Silence. I do have a few. Linda, the check detail with the multiple colors, it's really difficult to read. It's almost impossible to read this yellow or whatever it is.
Okay.
And it's also very small.
Okay.
So I have a question on check 35763. If I'm correct, we approved in the minutes an amount of $3,400, but this check is written for $4,500. Am I misunderstanding something somewhere?
That's on me. That's on me.
There were two different invoices.
There was an invoice for the actual work, and there was an invoice separate for the inspection. And I neglected to tell the board about the inspection invoice because, to be quite frank with you, I didn't know about it until after the fact. But I thought we approved a dollar amount that was greater than that.
According to the minutes, we approved $3,400.
Yeah, there was something that happened
Let me pull out the file.
Is it First Sepulveda?
No. It's controlled fire.
I had it, but I'm not finding my notes.
The 5-year inspection of the fire sprinkler system was $650. That was the separate invoice.
Okay, so we now have an inspection for 5 years, taking us to October or September of 2026, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so do we have a calendar of some kind that this is getting noted on so that we won't lose track of it?
I can't speak for a calendar. I can speak that I have a fire inspection folder that I'm going to put as much information in there as possible for at the office. I'll leave the calendar up to Linda.
Okay, so Linda, if you would just make notes on things like this, because we won't have the same board in 5 years and don't know who we'll have for employees, but there should be information that there needs to be business licenses and there needs to be inspections and there needs to be A, B, and C, all the stuff that we've kind of forgotten about.
I'll probably just put it on that Google Calendar so everyone can see it.
Okay, perfect. On the balance in the Bank of the Sierra, we'll talk more about it when we get to the Moats item at the end, but the $200,000 transfer into LAIF has not happened yet, just simply because we need the protocol to do it. On page 18, Linda, under the actual for the lease income for August, it's blank. Am I misreading?
The one before the reimbursement is blank. The lease income is that 7,000. It's just really tiny.
Because this is the budget versus actual, and I don't see any actual for lease income for August. We can't hear you.
We should have had lease income for August, so I'll have to relook at that.
Okay. And then do we know what's going on with the property tax revenue? Did we budget by just dividing the total by 12? Is that why it looks so awful?
For what now?
The property tax revenue. We have a budget of...
Yeah, I'll answer that. As we get more, as the district gets more sophisticated, they'll be able to budget by months on knowing when money comes in. So instead of just dividing by 12, we would show property tax revenue, let's say in December and April. So yeah, it's going to be skewed for a while.
Okay, so can we go back and see what we did get in July and August of 2020, the actual property tax revenue drops? Because since we've got COVID and who knows what's going on, I don't want to assume that it's just skewed because it was divided by 12. I want to make sure that this is a historical something that we're dealing with and not to panic.
You know, I'll make a recommendation going along with that, Madam President, that Linda does a spreadsheet, which I've done at other places I've been, that show the historical property tax received by month for each fiscal year. And that's a very telling sign if there's something going wrong with the economy or there's something wrong with Kern County not giving us our money.
Okay, so Linda, if you can make a note on that, because this COVID, we don't want to assume anything. We want to keep going. Moving on. On page 26 and then page 27, I'm assuming that at the bottom of page 26, where it says expense and it's got the individual name, I'm assuming that that is payroll. But Linda, I see two identical amounts at 937.46. For you as the expense and then as a bill payment. So I'm not understanding on what that is. And then
yeah, it's a duplicate that I caught later and it wasn't deleted till after this was ran. So
okay, so that's a duplicate. All right. Yeah. And then on page 27, are these payroll amounts, but they're all under your name? Where it says,
yeah, I don't know why, because it has a bank feed in there, and that's where that other duplicate came. Is every time there's a payroll and it feeds in from the bank, it chooses my name, and I have to go in and change it. And I didn't realize that till after this report was printed, so I'll have to try to catch that ahead of time. It's okay. Just feeding in those payroll amounts, and for whatever reason, it keeps assigning my name to them.
Okay, so you're going to have control of those. On page 31, item.
Yeah, they're changed on that check report. If you noticed, when I did the check report is when I caught them, but the bank reconciliation, the amounts matched, but the names didn't.
Okay. All right. So you'll be working on that. Then moving on to page 31, the approval of the board of the finance committee. That was Lois and Richard, not Lois and Ruby. The finance committee would be Lois and Richard as the treasurer. Then on...
Okay, the finance committee...
which we have not activated, but at this point, while we're getting our act together, it is Lois and Richard.
Okay.
Okay, then some of this we've said, you said we'd have Adam's report by the end of the week. David, you want to tell us, just because this is in the minutes, that Adventist Health accepted our offer of the $5,000 contribution towards the paint?
We received today acknowledgement that our offer of, I don't have it right in front of me, the $22,000 for painting and finishing the flooring, and they will absorb the rest of that quote by paying it out of their own pocket. And then I've also spoken to Adam Sepulveda about picking a date to put the that concrete pad in for $1,800 in front of the modular.
Okay. And then on page 38, Linda, where you said Lamaya arrived late, please add the time that was 5:13. And I think that's it. So I will ask for a motion to approve the consent calendar, which is item number 11, item CA 1, 2, and 3. So can I have a motion to approve?
I'll motion.
Lamaya and Richard Macedonio, R. Macedonio. Linda, you want to do a roll call?
Director Ruby Foley?
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio?
Yes.
Director Lamaya Patrick?
Yes.
Director Lois Peralta?
Yes.
Chair Karen Macedonio?
Yes. Then items 12 and 13. David, I understand that you have the handbook, the final draft.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused. I thought that Alex finished it, but neither of us could find the finished, specifically the sick time area that was redone?
The last one I got did not have that included. I waited for another one. We went ahead and sent the board packet out because I hadn't heard from them, so I haven't heard anything since, so I do not.
So I think if I do have it, I didn't recognize it because I still saw the sick time appearing as Stallion as opposed to what you had received from Moats.
Okay.
And we
all
were
right,
gonna put in there. So
Alex said he would be available tomorrow. He was under the impression that you already had them. He had not finished the resolution yet, but said he would on the 6th. So let's push that so that these two items are trailed to our 10-19 meeting and that we'll get out the documentation to the board so that it doesn't take away from our discussion time.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so moving on, that's going past items 12 and 13. Item 14. Director Lou Ruby Foley, get up and justify to everybody why you want this laptop. What are you going to do for us?
This would have our books, and of course it does belong to the district. So in case I lose the district or anything like that, of course it is returned. I'm putting a lot on my personal laptop, but because I'm quite active in other things, I'm just not finding the space. It's not working. This one is kind of straight from the factory. We'll be able to put whatever Ms. Linda has. Like, she has Adobe, she has other processors, she has other software that we can put straight onto here and just use it for district work. It's going to come in very handy on these continuity books. It's been honestly hell trying to do it from here and then from work. I'm doing a lot from my PC because the lab that I have is not, it's just not capable. This is a little bit cheaper than like the iPad or anything like that, but it would have the same capabilities as far as being able to sign, send, set up anything like that and have all of our calendars or anything on there.
Okay.
And I don't know if I was just the only one. I'm just the only one asking at this point for it because of the projects that I'm doing.
I think you're the only one at this point, unless anybody else wants to step up. I see a thumb up with Nathan. Nathan, you just hit it accidentally. Okay, so is this the Costco ad?
Yes. Actually, I think Brett or David found that. And it's the same capabilities. And then I can always buy my own kind of storage if I needed extra.
Okay, so we need to move on that because this was stuff on sale at $150 off, I think. And there is an expiration date. I think it was mid to the second to third week in October. So we have to figure out how we're going to pay for it. If we're going to put it on a debit card at Costco, I'll need to call the bank because we do have a $500 limit. So I need a motion, unless any other directors have any questions of Ruby. We're going to give her an assignment as to what to do, she and Lamaya and Brent, that will come up in a minute. So I'm going to ask for a motion to approve up to $800 for an iPad that will, a Lenovo laptop that will belong to the district, but for now Ruby will be using.
I'll motion.
Okay, Lois, may I have a second?
I'll second.
Lamaya, thank you very much. Linda, roll call.
Director Ruby Foley?
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio?
Yes.
Director Lamaya Patrick?
Yes.
Director Lois Peralta?
Yes.
Chair Karen Macedonio?
Yes. Okay, so that's 5-0. And moving on to item 15. This is the one that Linda sent the directors all an email this morning. But Linda, I don't think we're talking about the same thing at all. I went into the office today and I looked up the Motes and Heba brand contract. It was to create the AB5 compliance for Tiffany as an employee rather than an independent contractor. And that invoice for their work was signed off by Tiffany as being completed. And it was written before she left. That check was written in March. Now, where we were is the district as a whole had tried to get Tiffany help with QuickBooks. And she signed up for QuickBooks online, and then QuickBooks had people that would work as a consultant. She signed up to do that, and when they started to work with her, they couldn't. With Motes and Heba brand, when they started to work with Tiffany about the things that we had to do to make sure that we had the tax IDs and we were ready to do it, we ran into the same problem, which was essentially the problem that you cleaned up when you first came and you worked for days and hours and weeks on that. But Motes and Heba brand had not started that yet. They were supposed to do AB5 as phase one. Then they were supposed to train Tiffany on QuickBooks. That was phase two, which we had not contracted for. And then phase three would have been to do the work that you did. So where we are right now, that is a whole different story. I'm not asking for the work that you're doing or how to do in QuickBooks. I am asking for $625 to bring in Moats and Hebebrand as CPAs to evaluate the reports that are coming to the directors once a month, coming out of the work that you're doing, and to work with the directors to know that we are in an oversight capacity and that we have the safeguards in place because we only have one or possibly two people in the office, and the board have to be very, very aware of what our safeguards are. And part of it is that, and this is my responsibility, I did it. The district had never had anybody in the office that had access to the online accounts. And then we found out when we were going to transfer the $200,000 that we didn't have a protocol in place. So I'm asking for this money to bring in Hebebrand, Eva specifically, to write a to help us write a policy that will guarantee that this board and any board moving forward will know what our checks and balances are and how we are watching to make sure where the money is and how it's transferred. And this is just because we're a small district with one or possibly two people in the office, and we need to have this in place. So if anybody has any questions, I will be happy to answer them. But effectively, I don't think Linda and I were talking about the same thing. I wasn't looking at the job Linda's doing. So does anybody else have any questions? Or Linda, do you have any comments?
Nope.
Okay, so can I ask for a motion to approve $625 for Moats and Hebebrand to focus on helping the board create policy on cash handling?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. I'll second.
So I think it was Lamaya first, Lamaya and Richard, and then Lois is a second. And roll call, please, Linda.
Okay, I had Lamaya and Richard, and okay, then said Lois.
Okay, so Richard is second. Thank you. Okay, so roll call.
Say anything.
Director Ruby Foley?
And
That wasn't Lamaya. That was actually me that seconded. Sorry. And I will say yes.
Okay, so who did the first? Who's claiming responsibility to make the motion?
It was Richard and then me.
Yes. Okay, so Richard, you made the motion and then Ruby seconded it. Okay.
Yes, and then I will say yes as well now.
Okay, so Linda, I've screwed it up. You make sure you get it right on the minutes. Okay.
Okay. Director Ruby Foley?
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio?
Yes.
Director Lamaya Patrick?
Yes.
Director Lois Peralta?
Yes.
Chair Karen Macedonio?
Yes. So moving on to item 16, the discussion regarding the in-person meetings. We know that we have a governor that is changing the rules on the fly. So right now we have an extension that our resolution takes us to December 5th. We had the wonderful experience of doing the interviews in person, which I was disappointed that we weren't back in person today, but we need to have some technology things. So since Ruby and Lamaya are a little bit more technical than Lois and Richard and I, what I think I would like to do is ask that we bring this back in our discussion meeting on the, I think it was the 20th, and we talk about how we would set up that room where we had our interviews. What do we need to do? Do we need screens? Do we need mics? Do we need camera? I don't have a clue where we start, or I see Ruby shaking her head yes and no, so she may know something, but let's have this as our discussion item so that we can start getting prepared to do in-person and virtual meetings as hybrid, because I think we're going to need this as we reach out. Moving on, committee reports. The Ad Hoc Lease Committee, Lois and I have been meeting. We have two more leases to go over, but every lease is a unique animal with its own unique characteristics. And what is coming out of the notes is it looks like there needs to be four or five things that we need to identify as the skeletal structure. We need to talk about what the buildings are being used for. We've got some leases that are not medical offices. They are professional offices. So we need to think about that. We need to look at what happens if we have a late payment. There are some that have late payment clauses, others that don't. We have some that have no termination. There's no way to end the lease. So we've got two more. Lois, I think we can get those done maybe by the middle of October, based on the schedule that you gave me. And then we will have a full discussion where we can show everybody the bones of what we need to do. And then we'll figure out how we need to talk to our tenants. So with that said, we are on to future agenda items. Director Foley, do you have any?
I have a question.
Yes.
When we decide what we need to do the in person instead of the Zoom, we need somebody that knows what we need. I guess we'll have to have a list and we'll have to put what we need on an agenda in order to get it. Is that correct?
I'm watching Ruby shake her head. Yes, I can't see Lamaya.
What I was going to do is I can meet with you, Karen, and Lamaya, and we could just see what room that we're all agreed to using, and then me and Lamaya will go over exactly what we need to make all those meetings happen so that they can be streamed and then in person, and then we could just develop like an expense report, and then I believe it's if it's under a certain dollar amount, we should be fine. If not, then we'll bring it to the board.
And you have that experience already?
Yep.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay, so this is great. So the room that we were in is the room that we think we need to do because we're going to need room for social distancing. And
do we have furniture just real quick? I didn't see any furniture anywhere. So we're going to have to like actually order a table. I call it furniture table. Somewhere.
We have a room with a table. We could sit every other seat and then put the laptop at the
We have a table at least. Okay.
Yeah, we have a table in that room. Table and chairs.
The problem with that room, Lamaya, is we can't invite public in because
we
that room
need to put the public in a different room with just chairs.
We need to go. We will have this discussion, Lamaya. You never in that room. That was terrible. That was absolutely horrible. But we'll talk about it. We may need to move a table. There is a possibility that there is some furniture floating around. A couple of people apparently have furniture in storage that's not being used. So maybe we could get somebody to donate us some stuff. We do have more chairs in a room between where Linda's office is and the room where we met for the interviews. So we just need to start with a whole list of what we need and see where we go from there.
I don't think we're going to be overrun with people showing up at the meetings. Maybe we can just grow with
one step at a time.
If you build it, they will come, Lois.
Okay. Yeah.
And Lois, believe me, is the one of us who has been in that little room with that table. You don't ever want to be in that room to have a meeting. It's just horrible.
Okay.
So that's why public wouldn't come back.
Oh.
So, like I said, on to future agenda items. Director Foley, any agenda items?
Yes. So I kind of need a head count on who on the board would be interested in the CPR training if I have everything set up by our next board meeting in November. And then also for CERT training. The CPR training looks like it's going to be either low cost or free. So it's going to be up to the board to either reimburse or have those people pay for it who want it. Again, this goes with our continuity books and our emergency services plans.
How long is the CPR training?
4 hours.
Okay, so it's 4 hours. And the CERT training is one full weekend, correct?
Yeah, it's full week, yeah.
So it's two full days on a weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
Was that during the week or weekend? CERT.
So that was during the week when I was doing it. It was through the week and then a full weekend.
Oh, one whole week. Okay.
Yes.
Really? Because what I did was only, Richard, do you remember I only did the 2 day weekend, right? Or did I do two weekends?
I believe so.
Okay. Ruby, check and find out what we're looking at for time commitment, and then the directors can make up their mind.
Yes.
I think it would be a really good idea. Okay, is that it?
No, you haven't gone around.
No, I'm asking Ruby before I go around. Ruby, anything else?
I'm also talking with the Business and Neighborhood Watch, the police officer who oversees that. So I was going to go ahead and invite him in November just to say kind of a formal introduction so we can include our businesses, of course, and then get involved with more of the Neighborhood Business Watch. Again, that's going with our continuity books and our emergency services plan. So I'd just like him to maybe, if he can, make an introduction if he is not on call.
Okay, I think that would be awesome. That would be great. Okay, anything else?
Linda, you have me write down, sorry, not Linda. Karen, you have me write down FQHCs for some reason. Oh, one other thing is that we were talking about last time with Lamaya, the mental health outreach aspect with Bart and also Donna. Can we put that on there so we can open up the discussion to see what we're missing out on?
Yeah, that's going to be on our meeting in the 20th is the discussion.
Okay, is great.
Mental health.
Great.
Okay.
And that is in it for me.
Okay. All right. Director R. Macedonio, any future agenda items?
I'd like to address the landscaping at North Loop because we're spending a huge amount of money on watering the lawn and having it trimmed and cut. And we managed to get sharper landscaping over there to finally turn off the sprinkler after I spoke to Chris twice yesterday. He is not the owner, just to set that straight. Carlos Gomez is still the owner. Anyway, we supposedly can get a plan. There's somebody in town, Ann Richardson, who can help us get a landscaping plan together. And then we can do like maybe a xeriscape or whatever it's called and reduce our consumption of water for one. And then I would like to get Adam Sepulveda over there to possibly give us an estimate on what it would cost to put a little awning over the door to Adventist Health. And nothing elaborate. I don't think we're gonna go with the thing from Costco, the big shade thing, because that's just, would have cost us about $4,000 or more. So I would just like to put that on the, have that go on for discussion.
I've got that down. And since Ann Richardson is our community member, I don't know how many of you know her, but I did talk to her and she, Richard, I will reach out to her again because she used to work as a landscaping, whatever architect for the Huntington Gardens.
And Huntington Library.
Huntington Library. Well, Huntington Gardens at the Huntington Library. So she's pretty high level knowledge and she would like to help us. So good. I will reach out and see if she would do something at least to get us started and then we can have the conversation.
Medium down through the city.
Yeah, the garden club did that. The garden club, but Ann designed it all. Nice. Yeah.
Ann is good.
Yeah, she's very community oriented. So this could be a really good idea. Okay, Richard, is that it for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, moving on. Lamaya, for future agenda items?
Mm, No, because I need to ask you some questions first.
Okay, well, I'll be around all day tomorrow. Director Peralta.
Yes.
Future agenda items?
No.
Okay. I have none because I think we've already got a handful of stuff that we're going to do, but we will be having another discussion only, but we will include the handbook and the resolution in that, which will be real quick items, but I really enjoyed the chance to have an hour to talk. So we'll do that again in 2 weeks. And then moving on, non-agenda items.
Miss Karen.
Yeah.
Non-agenda items. Future agenda items. I did want to bring up the farmer's market, but I don't know if that's a non-agenda item or a future agenda item.
It would be a future agenda item. So let's put it down as future agenda and then let you and I talk about the kind of information we need to present it to the board.
Got it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that's agenda. So non-agenda. Director Foley, anything not on the agenda?
Not at the time, no.
Director R. Macedonio?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Director LaMaya Patrick, non-agenda?
Not at the time.
Director Luis Peralta, non-agenda?
Nothing.
And nothing from me. Staff comments, Linda?
Oh, I just need to know who's coming in to sign checks and also Lois, I need to get your time card. I didn't get it in my email.
Oh, I sent it before the meeting tonight.
Yeah, I checked it right before the meeting and I didn't see it.
I'd like to say one thing before we forget.
Can I bring it to
Hang on, Richard.
Faye or not?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow if you want to bring it. But
okay, if you find it, let me know so I don't come.
Okay, well, who's going to sign checks? Linda, what hours are you working tomorrow?
I should be there at 8.
And how long will you stay?
Probably till noon.
Okay, so who's going to be able to sign checks tomorrow? We need two of us.
I think I can do it. Let me look at something.
Linda, while I have your attention here, the bug guy is going to come tomorrow.
Okay.
Bug. So yeah, because
and I did not cut him a check this month because I'm still holding last month's check pending him bringing me the invoices that
match. If he doesn't bring you the invoice, do not give him a check.
He's
usually very good about that. I'm surprised. But
yeah,
we need a policy that no invoice, no check. That goes for the senior center also. If they're not going to send us an invoice, we're not going to send them a check. I think it's dangerous for us to do it, just arbitrarily give them a check because it's the habit that we've been doing. It's been a bad habit, you know. But the other thing I was going to say is whoever is asked to go sign checks, please be there so that the checks can get signed because what happens is it holds up everything that Linda needs to do. And then the machinery kind of slows to a halt. So if you're on the, you know, the check.
I'm in, Linda. I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Okay. Right. So Lois, what time?
Is gonna be there?
What time do you want me?
I'll be there at 8. So anytime between 8 and noon.
Well, you want? Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Richard, do you want to sign checks with Lois tomorrow or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'm okay with that, sure.
Okay, so Richard and Lois will be there about 10?
That's okay. Fine.
Okay, 10 o'clock for Richard and Lois to sign checks.
10 o'clock, okay.
Okay, and Richard, I added your policy, no invoice, no money, under non-agenda items. So yeah. Linda, that's where it'll show up in the meetings.
Have you've reached out to the elderly center and you don't have anybody sending invoices.
We need to go talk to Mike Edmonston. We need to find out.
Lois, you're right, Lois, but no invoice is just, we're going down a road that is going to get very rough if we
I think it sounds to me like it was kind of a pledge, so they weren't sending invoices that I don't know who started this, but
and we haven't been able to find any documentation, right?
Right.
No, not so far.
If they need the money, they will send the invoice or they'll call you, Linda, and say, hey, where is our check this month? And you can tell, hey, no invoice, no checking. And,
so we'll figure this out. We need a policy.
I think we got
to
have
If I get someone to do it, who do they need to call? Linda? Put a couple of calls out.
Oh, the senior center? Who should they
call? Yes, Dee used to be in charge of that. I know she's kind of retired.
Okay, so.
But yeah. I'm sure she can find time to send an invoice, for goodness
sake. Or find out if there is any documentation, because we're getting different stories. We don't even know why we're sending this money at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Yeah. So we need to understand what this arrangement is.
Yeah, based on our Karen and my research, they really don't need this money to do what they say they're doing it with. So they're getting money from the county. They're getting money from the city to run their facility. Everything that the county provides is free. The city gives them money for the Meals on Wheels. So what is our $250 a month going? I'd rather give it to something that may really help the community.
So it is.
I think you're going to stir up a bee's nest.
Well, let it be. No, I have the bug guy coming tomorrow today to spray those bees.
Lois, we just need to clean it up. Because right now.
Lois, one thing that doesn't work with me is. Threats. I don't mean by you, threats. But by them.
No, God forbid she'll go get through the threat and you'll be in trouble.
I'm not making any threats, but I'm going to call and ask them if they need the money.
Yeah.
If they need it, they should tell you why. And if they know where the records are,
that's what we need to know, because the last we heard is that supposedly this was doing the Meals on Wheels. But the Meals on Wheels is a county program. So why are we taking money from East Kern Healthcare to support a county program that's supposed to be paid for by the Board of Supervisors?
I thought the city was doing that.
Meals on Wheels is the county. Mm-hmm. That's who the cook is, and she's coming out of Rosamond. But we'll let Lois be nice to the people. They're all her friends.
Lois,
I will.
Lou has trained you properly, so be tough.
Okay, so moving on, because everybody's getting bored. David, do you have any staff comment?
I want to confirm that the discussion meeting, which I'll go over the agenda with you, is Wednesday, October 20th at 5 p.m.
No, it's the Tuesday.
Then Tuesday, October 19th at 5 p.m.
That's my fault. I thought the 20th was the Tuesday.
Okay.
October, 19th, Tuesday the 19th. Okay. And then Nathan, you're the representative for Alex. Do you have anything to say or not?
Nothing additional, but it was great getting to meet you all. And for real. Alex will be back tomorrow, so I'll get him up to speed on everything and he'll be in touch. So thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you very, very much. You never expected to have this kind of a group when you graduated from law school. But you're welcome anytime.
Well, okay. I appreciate that very much.
May I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make that motion.
Director R. Macedonio, second.
I will second that motion.
Director Lamaya Patrick, all in favor?
Aye.
Adjournment at 6:55. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very, very much. Okay.